Ladies and gentlemen, it is almost preposterous on my part to advocate your loyalty to Franklin D. Roosevelt. The events of the past 3 weeks are eloquent in themselves. Our laborers are being restored to remunerative operation. Our factories are open. The prices of our commodities have been raised. Why, may I ask you? Simply because the money changers are being driven from the temple. Simply because the outworn gold standard which held you and myself in bondage for generations has evaporated into the mists of the past. The great advantages obtained through the National Recovery Act are more or less insignificant compared to the greater advantages which the future holds for us once the fulfillment of Franklin Roosevelt's monetary policy will become history. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the day, despite all opposition to the contrary, that you remain steadfast behind the one man who can save this civilization of ours. It is either Roosevelt or ruin.